little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Man, that was good. Four tacos and a soda. That's a good dinner for me. Oh, hey. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Episode 123 of the Shot Games Podcast. Sorry, I had to get a lunch last-minute dinner. So, you know, four tacos and a soda. Best meal for under $5, and it gets you full real quick. Even though they're not real meat, they're just soy-based imitation. It's still pretty good, though, right, Wayne?
If you say so.
Do you even eat those?
No.
You. Ah! Never mind. all right. So, wait. So, what's going on this week, Wayne?
I don't know. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This Saturday, we got our Star Wars Monopoly at Mimi's that we're going to be broadcasting live on YouTube. YouTube,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, let's see how this one goes. I mean, it's going to be a fun version of
We plan on having things starting around 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So.
So, we should get started. We should get started setting up by, like, 6-ish. Yeah, we'll figure it out later on.
Yeah, just plan on checking into YouTube on our Facebook page around 7. We'll have more details as we go live.
Yep.
On Saturday.
This is going to be a fun thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of shenanigans.
Yeah. It's going to be us three and somebody else, Wayne?
I'm not sure yet. We're still working on seeing if we can get a special guest. I know Mimi's got a couple people she was checking with.
Ooh, that should be fun.
I had a few people I was checking with, but looks like a no-go on them, you know, because some of them have homework and stuff, and I guess, like, Doctor Who comes on in an hour after that, so.
Yeah, that's fine. I could always DVR the darn thing, so.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, it's been crazy. Let's see, well, let's get on what we normally do. So, what have been playing this week? Well, I've been playing a whole lot of Destiny since it came out on Tuesday, but I picked it up during the midnight. Well, not really picked up during the midnight, but they actually came to my front door Monday afternoon after I got off of work, which is pretty cool. So I'll give you a little hint on that. I actually did put it in and downloaded the whole thing. And before I started playing, I turned it off, went to the Microsoft store here in San Diego, and met up with an old friend of ours, George, who is also a former cast member here for Two Shots of Geek. And we pretty much waited out there for the midnight launch at Microsoft store. I mean, there was about 30, 35, maybe 40 people that showed up. You know, they had the typical raffle, you know, raffle stuff off. They pretty much raffled off a lot of the one-year subscription for the Xbox One systems. And, you know, they had the typical pizza, sodas, you know, finger foods. You know, it's typical Microsoft showing, you know, the big, you know, how they do midnight launches. So it was pretty cool. Right now, I'm on... Let's see, my character's what, level 19 right now on Destiny, which I pretty much like. And other than that, I've been playing Ultra Street Fighter 4, Ultra Marvel's Capcom 3, and what else have I been playing? No old school games so far, other than, not really old school, and also I've been playing a lot more Killer Instinct for the Xbox One system.
Nice.
And by the way, over the weekend, I also picked up, what do you call that? The Mad Catz Tournament Edition 2 for the arcade stick for the Xbox One. So that sent me back a good $200 right there. And I'll give you guys more review on that once I get used to the thing. But it's an advancement. That's all I can say about it. It's really cool and I love it. Now for the boring part, we got this guy here. No!
Yeah, so actually, I've mostly been playing Mario Kart.
How was that? Tell us the experience.
Still going through Mario Kart. Getting is trying. My goal is to get all
the
trophies, the medal, medal, basically top three in all the courses, so I can unlock as much content as possible. Mm-hmm. And all that other good stuff.
How far are you percentage wise of unlocking it? If they tell you.
They don't really give you a percentage.
Name!
I've unlocked the first two tiers, 50cc and 100cc. I'm done with those. I've still got to go through the 150ccs. I've got two of the trophies in there.
Nice.
So I've got, another six to go? So the 150 is a little more challenging, but it's a lot of fun. So yeah, other than that, typical, you know, when I have a little bit of spare time, I hop on my tablet and play a little bit of Transformers Legends, G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, and Doctor Who Legacy. And we've got a nice little helicopter flying over there.
Woohoo! The price of living in a military town. Well, especially San Diego-wise.
Oh, have you seen this one before?
Which one?
This actual lock for the old Nintendo system.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Hey, what?
It's to keep your kids from playing games when they should be doing homework.
Enlarge it.
Let's see if we can get a bigger picture here.
Our sound must have been destroyed like the past 20 seconds. Sorry about that, you guys.
Woo, okay.
Holy crap, it actually is a lock.
It's a four-digit combo lock that actually connects and actually locks into your Nintendo NES system to keep your kids from,
from actually playing it, well, you know, if they're not doing their homework, which is pretty nifty back in the days.
And it's actually made by Master Lock. Wow.
How in the hell did he find this?
It is on my Facebook feed, so I think Kotaku posted it, actually. We need to find one of these for Mimi.
Oh, she's going to punch you in the face on Saturday.
I could just see her using that on Jesse.
Okay, so we got the news this week, Wayne.
Oh.
Right, so what do we got here? Come on, clickety, 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 clack. All right, so this is one of the news here right now is one of the games I've actually been following the past 8 months, maybe since the debut, announcement of E3 of last year, an open-world zombie game called Dying Light. So pretty much give you the small rundown of this game. You guys are a survivor in a town, and I believe from like Brazil. And because it looks like everything's like down south of Brazil, like the favela. And you're just a parkour runner running around, make sure, you know, trying to get supplies and make sure not to get bitten by the zombies.
Yeah.
Well, looks like they have a release date for this game. It's going to be in January 27th, 2015, which is coming up pretty around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm very stoked about this game. It's, you know, the zombies has their own artificial AI. The way you play is the way it actually comes after you.
So it gets smarter on you.
They get very smart on you. If you guys haven't seen the videos, go ahead and look up on YouTube, type in Dying Light, and you can see there's like a 15-minute game on it. And it shows how everything's run, how what kind of weapons you use, all that kind of stuff. And there's also like side missions along the way. So pretty much you're going to get distracted from your main goal. So yeah, so let's see. Then I will be releasing January 27th in North America, January 28th in Australia and New Zealand, and January 30th in Europe and Asia. So pretty much we're going to get the first hand of how this game is going to be. For me, I'm stoked about this game. I cannot wait for it. I said, like, what, twice already? So, yeah. Next!
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of getting old of the zombie stuff.
No, this is different.
It should be different, but I'm just saying I'm kind of tired of zombies as it is. So we'll see, we'll see. So Forza Horizon 2. If you want some free cars, start playing your Forza games now. Your existing Forza games.
Yes.
So let's see how this is going to work out for you. So the rewards, of course the website is already up for rewards.
Yep.
I've been using it already. Got some pretty cool stuff, some extra credits and stuff out of it, some nice cars.
Yeah.
You don't get credit for the first Forza game, however, but Forza 2, 3, 4, and 5, I believe, as well as Forza Horizon. I'll qualify.
Yep. So pretty much you have tier levels. Tier 2 level, you have a 2011 BMW 1M Coupe, which is a nice car. I've driven that in real life. Tier 3, a 2013 Viper GTS, which is the new ones they came out with. Tier level 4 will be a 2015 Lamborghini Huracan LP610-4. Tier 5 level is a 2014... What's that?
It's a Local Motors Rally Fighter. Huh. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and level 6 tier would be a 2013 McLaren P1, which is in real life, that's what? A $2.5-3 million car.
Easily.
So, yes, you get to play it.
Yeah.
Saw on the highway a couple of days ago, but yeah. So, this is...
I think I'm on tier 3 right now. Maybe
so
four.
You're pretty much getting a Viper GTS. Nice. Dodge Viper.
Yeah. So I'll have to log in later and see where exactly where I'm at and see what I need to do. I know I'm not far from getting to the next tier, so.
No, Lamborghini the Hurricane LP610-4.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So.
And of course, looks like we should have a demo on September 16th.
Why did you click on the.
I'm curious where I'm at. Meanwhile.
Check it later. Make sure there's no sound coming in.
No, there's no sound.
Click on it.
Tier 4.
You're tier 4? So you got to click back again and see where you're at. Holy smokes, yeah.
I get the Lamborghini.
The Hurricane LP610-4, you lucky punk.
I'm going to keep playing some more.
All right, so Wanna Zero Saga HD Collection, Namco developer says to tell your friends. What is this? So there's a possibility of Monolith PlayStation 2 games being re-released in HD, provided enough fan support can be generated. Yeah, put me down on that. Xenosaga is pretty dope, and if there's gonna be a lot of old fans, especially from the PlayStation 2 era, like myself, George, Mimi as well. This would be coming out pretty soon. So as we approach pretty much the full decade since the original release. So.
Yeah, so obviously this is no guarantee it's gonna happen, but. We know that this is how the gaming community is starting to work out. Now, if you request it, enough fans request it, it will happen eventually. So get out there on Facebook, get out there on Twitter, start emailing the developer and say, hey, we want this game.
CVS 2 for 360, please.
How about Xbox One? Ooh.
No. All right, so here we go. So go up the... up, idiot. Super Smash Bros. 3D roster exposed via unofficial live stream.
Yeah,
holy
so
crap. So pretty much
we know who's going to be in the 3DS roster for Smash Brothers.
I mean, it looks like there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, probably 10 spaces that are just blank, so you actually it's pretty weird. I mean, say about 90% of the screen's actually filled up except for the bottom two corners, left corner, right corner. So as last week we told the previous podcast we told you about the
Wii U on
the
one.
Wii U, yeah, this is the 3D
a lot of the same characters really. We've got Palutena, the Mii Fighters, Greninja again, Little Mac, again Rosalina and Luma,
of course,
Villager, Mega Man, the Wii Fit Trainer.
Robin. So and also go down. So Lee characters would be Dr. Mario,
Dark Pit.
Bowser Jr., yeah.
The Koopalings.
As alternate costume for Bowser Jr., that's pretty cool.
And Ness, the dog from Dog Hunt again.
Screw you, dog, I'm going to shoot you.
I'm going to have to play with that, just because it's going to be, you know.
Mr. Game & Watts, Rob.
Wario.
Hell yeah, dude, Wario.
Ganondorf, Falco, and Jigglypuff.
Ganondorf.
So we're still missing characters like Snake, Lucas, the Ice Climbers, and Wolf.
Dude, ice climbers are dope, man. Infinite grab and punch. I hated that.
I know.
I always get caught in that like crazy.
Maybe that's why they're not there.
Alright, Super Smash Bros. Okay, go up, Wayne. I can't see the... Super Smash Bros. Character eShop sale continues with Zelda and Fire Emblem. So pretty much new and classic games.
Yeah, so this week there's more games on sale.
Yep, especially so pretty much about week two right now. We got the F-Zero for the Wii U, Fire Emblem Awakening 3DS, Kid Icarus on the Wii U. Let's see, Kid Icarus Uprising 3DS, Mega Man 3DS, Mega Man 2, Mega Man X, Mega Man X2, all for the 3DS. If you guys haven't played Mega Man or Mega Man X2, you guys are missing out.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog for the 3DS, and also all these for the 3DS, and for the, well, two of them for the Wii U, which is Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. Yes! I already have that game, but...
The Minish Cap.
And the Minish Cap, and the rest of them was for the 3DS, like, let's see.
Link Between Worlds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that game was awesome.
Oracle of Ages, which is one of my favorites, and Oracle of Seasons.
Yep. If you don't got those Zelda games right now, go for it. I mean, you're going to spend less than $5 for the older games, $30 for the newest Link Between Worlds.
I would recommend for the old school gamer like myself and for the people who are listening, A Link to the Past.
Definitely.
It will never get old.
Never get old. Oracle of Ages and Seasons work great together. I mean, they're really good to play together. The Minish Cap was a lot of fun.
I was okay with the Minish Cap. you know me.
Yeah. So
the
we got
the better.
We got more coming next week, and we'll see if we can get the list for you next week as well.
That is for you, Wayne.
So, Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto is debuting an animated Pikmin movie in October. It's going to be short movies. They'll be screened during the Tokyo International Film Festival. So this is kind of interesting that they're going to, you know, they're stepping into this avenue here. Although, I mean, you know, look at Pokemon. It's doing pretty well in animated movies. So, looks like at this point you have to be in Japan during the film festival to see it. There's no word on any potential release later on. But I'm sure at some point it'll come out on a DVD or something to make it over to the States. But then again, it's, you know, it's Nintendo in Japan. You never know.
Yeah. Alright, so what we got here? So, since Halloween's right around the corner, and which is one of my favorites, October's one of my favorite months, other than my grandfather's birthday. Rest in peace, Grandpa. Halloween, get to dress up as any demonic person you want to. A real-life Evil Within maze is stuff of nightmares. So pretty much fans in Australia made their way through a real-world maze featuring characters from the game and a lot of grisly scenes from the game itself.
Yeah.
From what I've read of it, or from what I've heard of it, it's very, very intense. You're pretty much you're living out the game in a maze.
Yeah, that sounds pretty, pretty crazy. And this is being put on between Bethesda and Warner Brothers Movie World.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. This is very, very crazy.
So, it pretty much you have the evil characters. You have the... There's also pictures of it, too, as well. Let's see here. You also got, the characters with the spiked hammers. You've got... pretty much... the darkest, dingiest level you see. They also have the dungeon in there too, as well, with a gentleman being tortured. You have the guy with the chainsaw that's coming after you with the mask. Kind of looks like Hannibal Lecter in a way. And you also got the torture scene where a guy's wrapped around in barbed wire and screaming for his life, which looks really awesome.
Yeah.
It looks like a live action game, but it's, well, close enough. But you're the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I really wish they'd bring something out over here like that, but no.
Not quite that intense.
Dude, this would be awesome. Hardcore gamers.
Well, I'm just saying, out here, you won't get anything that quite that intense.
I know. All right, your turn.
So, we have footage from a Kinect-powered Gears of War real-time strategy game. It's called Gears of War Tactics. The gameplay footage is reportedly for a game that was canceled. So, this game has been leaked out now. It's about 2 minutes long. So we're not sure how this is gonna, you know, obviously this is not gonna be making it to a final game or, you know, what's going on there. We do know that there is a new game called Gears of War Exile. Maybe that, you know, that's gonna be Kinect powered as well. So maybe, somehow those are linked together. Both of which were canceled, before they actually made it anywhere. But, as Microsoft has acquired Gears of War earlier this year, we may actually see something of this come forward later on. It'd be interesting to see how that would play out, a Kinect, you know, powered Gears of War. But
yeah.
I don't really see Kinect being a really useful feature for Gears of War. But it could play right, if it's done right.
If it's done right.
If it's done right, it could be right. Ah!
That's true. Here we go. So $65 Xbox One Midnight Forces control reveal. So pretty much a new rendition or skin color for the Xbox One. It's pretty much looks like navy colors. You have dark blue, light blue, gray, and black, all flat colors on the Xbox itself. And the D-pad is pretty much light gray, probably with a hint of black on it, too as well. And it looks pretty cool. It's kind of like it's like the darker version of the Titanfall Xbox One controller. Pretty much the same features, right, Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same Xbox One controllers. I mean, nothing really new there.
Yep, camouflage.
I mean, it's kind of an abstract, print, but it does look kind of nice. It's going to be exclusive to Best Buy, though.
Not only Best Buy.
Yeah, exclusive to Best Buy. And it's only going to be for a limited time, so it's, when is it going to be showing up there? I don't see an actual date for it, so we'll see how that actually plays out. I don't know if that's going to really be a big seller. I mean, it looks good, but I'm fine with a regular controller. So, meanwhile, if you happen to have a really noisy Xbox One,
just like a computer right here, I'm joking.
It is getting a little noisier because, then again, it's hotter in here, so it's working the extra overtime on the fan. But if your Xbox One is making a lot more noise than you expect it to, give Microsoft a call. They are actually going through and replacing some of these systems that are having this little bit of an issue here. Now, the issue is not something that is actually going to be cause a problem with your system. It's not an actual major issue. It just happens to be that the fan that's installed is causing more noise than initially. So they're, you know, replacing some of these for people. So be sure to give them a call and see if you can get it replaced. You can also go to support.xbox.com. So they're actually exchanging these for new systems. So it's actually kind of nice on that. You know, Microsoft's taking the initiative there to make sure they've got the got everybody with a good system. I don't think mine's that noisy, so I'm not too worried about it. And then we've got new cars that are confirmed for Forza Horizon 2. Now we've got a total of 210 cars confirmed. So let's see, what was our list here? So the newest ones is the 68
The 68 Abarth 595, which is that's pretty cool.
It's a nice car.
Yeah, they also got the 1987 Buick Regal GNX, a 2012 Cadillac Escalade ESV, Chevy Corvette 1960 Corvette, 1970 Corvette ZR1, which is pretty much the first generation of the ZR1. I believe it's the first generation of the ZR1. A 1987 very rare Ferrari F40, which is a great looking one too as well. Ferrari Challenger Stradale, that's a 2003. A 56 Ford F100, 2003 Ford Focus RS, 66 Ford GT40 Mark II. Wow, a Gen 2.
Nice.
Of course, the new 2015 Mustang GT, 2014 Shelby GT500 Cobra, the 2012 Aventador LP700-4.
That's a nice car.
A 2013 Lamborghini Veneno, which is a very rare car.
Yeah.
68 Lancia Coupe Rally 1.6 HF, a 97 Land Rover Defender 90, 2009 Lotus 211, which is pretty cool. They spell out 11 instead of the two ones.
Yeah.
A 04 Maserati MC12, and is that it?
No, there's a couple more. A few more.
Let me see. 1977 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, 93 Renault CeeLo Williams, a 87 Rough CTR Yellowbird. Never heard of that car. And that's it. Yay! Yeah.
There's some nice cars in there.
Yeah.
Real nice. Also, we're going to be getting very soon. There's going to be some new updates coming to Xbox One. I think these are scheduled for probably next month, but I'll double check here. Yeah, they're going to come out in October. So Snap Mode, we're going to get some new options that give direct access to friends, messages, game DVR, clock, batteries, all right within Snap. Back-end improvements to Snap to allow them to be opened easier mid-game. A double tap of the Xbox button allows players to open a new app in Snap Mode. An optimized friends Snap offers access to friends lists without leaving a game. Messages Snap allows players to open, read, and respond to messages in Snap. You can open the Achievements app. It's going to be updated to enable sharing of achievements as well as comparisons with friends data. New friends section allows players to get a glance of what their friends are up to as well as observing their recent activities and game score. For the TV and video side, we are getting the media player DNLNA and MKV support, which is something we've been waiting for. The live TV trending, which is going to be a new metric on, you know, what TV shows are, you know, most popular right now. There'll be support for the Xbox One Digital TV Tuner, which of course is not in the US yet. You'll be able to stream TV to Smart Glass. Of course, you need the TV Tuner for that, so. You get a live TV mini guide and more internet TV apps. There will also be an improvement. The firmware for this will also give improvements to the devices and accessories page, which allows players to more easily assign accessories to specific users. So we'll see how this will work out. I'll probably get it before you guys do, just because I'm on the preview. program.
If you guys want some, feel free to hate on Wayne on our Facebook page. Wayne, we hate you, but we still like the group. All right. So, Batman Arkham Knight hit Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC on June 2015. I am waiting for this game so bad. Waiting for Wayne to finish up his very hot iced tea. Are you waiting for this game, Wayne?
Oh, yeah.
That's not excitement. Never mind.
Look at that Batmobile.
Oh, yeah. The Batmobile edition comes with a Batmobile statue. Pretty much the same one that you see in the previews. And yeah. So that's also... It's almost identical to the Batman v Superman, which is...
Very similar. This is fully transformable, too.
Is it Decepticon or no, I'm just kidding. No, don't answer that. Shut up.
It could be.
Shut up. So what else? It also comes with a art book, a steel book itself, a skin pack, and a comic book, which has...
I can't see who's on it. It looks like maybe...
Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Has to be Scarecrow in there.
Oh, no, I see Batman on there, but yeah. Oh, Bane.
Bane. Tell us a little more about it.
So yeah, it's coming out June 2nd, 2015. Of course, we expected it this fall, but they delayed it.
Typical. Screw you guys.
So the Batmobile edition is going to sell for $200 for the consoles. Wow. But that's got a lot of cool stuff in it, though. I mean, well, I will say that.
Which is?
We just mentioned that the art book, the steel book, the comic book, the character skins, and the transforming Batmobile. So there's also a limited edition for console or PC. That'll be $100. That's going to give you the art book, the limited edition steel book, the comic book, the character skin, and a Batman memorial statue.
Is it the same one from Dark Knight Rises?
I don't know. Imposing statue commemorating Gotham's protector, the Dark Knight. I want the Batmobile, but I don't want to spend $200.
Ah, yeah, just go through eBay.
Yeah, find it over there. Maybe. But that's all we got for news right now. All right,
so again, as we talked about earlier in the podcast, we are going to do a live play demo. Play through Star Wars Monopoly that Wayne had or has sitting in this in your room.
Yeah.
For about 10 years now?
Yep.
You know what happens if you open this and try to sell it, right? You can lose value on it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's Monopoly.
Ah, that's true. They always gain money and then some. let's see. Also, over the weekend, I was at West Coast Warzone 4 and... What the hell?
That's a plot twist.
That's Batman and the Godzilla. Okay, never mind. So over the weekend, I was at West Coast Warzone 4 in the Orange County area where pretty much... the best of the Southwest was there. You had Jay Viscon-Snyder, a good friend of ours. You also have K. Brad, Justin Wong, pretty much everybody you think of the fighting game community was there. And it was a very tough show. You also have Nemo from Japan, who was actually, I believe, was living here now in the west coast of the United States, who won Ultra Street Fighter 4 using Rolento. If you guys haven't seen it, go to YouTube, type in West Coast Warzone 4, and type in Nemo, N-E-M-O, and you get to see his Rolento play. It's very insane, it moves real fast, and looks like he's an aimbot type of thing going on. So it's a great tournament, and also shout outs to a Filipino champ who actually won Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, sorry, I was about to say 4. And yeah, that was it. There was also a race to 20 between Nemo and Filipino Champ. And the score was 19 to 20. Filipino Champ that won it. He won $6,000 for race to 20. So it was a very close match. Nemo should have had it, but hey, you know, it happens. Everybody gets brain farts like Wayne. And yeah, that's it for the rest of the news, breaking news. So again, tune in this Saturday, 7 o'clock on our YouTube. We're actually going to post something up through our Facebook first, and so you can see what's going on from there.
Yeah, we'll try to share it so you guys can get links to it from the Facebook page quickly and easily. So
yeah, so you can see, you know, how, you know, you can put the name to the face if you guys haven't met us yet. Wayne, myself, and Mimi are going to be there, and also a special guest too as well to make it up.
We're hoping for.
We're hoping for
at least four players, but we'll see how that works out.
That would be a whole lot better. Again, yeah, that's it for us this week. Tune in again next week for upcoming news and also late and breaking news too as well. Again, this is twoshotsofgeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Oh my god, that was horrible. I need a beer. Let's go. See what I did there?